either company could provide the service here. I think nobody's going to understand it better. Nobody's more connected locally to all the tools and resources to solve the problems. And nobody's prepared to act as quickly as we are. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill. Go ahead.
Councilman, my name's David Newtile, and I'm a business owner at Paso Robles Airport. I have a big, ugly hangar that's right in the middle of everything they're going to do. Thank you for allowing me this opportunity to speak in regards to the FBO assignment. I've got a lengthy thing here that I feel compelled to deviate from as well. It's a real simple decision to me. One of them's going to build big boxes for billionaires' biz jets. The other one is going to build, and people come in my hangar and they ask me, you know, do you know hangar space anywhere? I'm like, not here. But, and when you talk about general aviation, it's not 182s. We got $1.25 million Cirrus. We've got $3.5 million Malibus. These aren't poor guys. And this is what they want. And Lloyd stands to do that. Right on the onset, they're not looking to build these big. And when you make that wall of big boxes, it's not friendly. You can go all over Arizona, all over the country, where there's a big box bizjet airport. It's no longer friendly. It doesn't have the allure that our airport has. My recommendation is for Lloyd's, and I've been out there for 30-some years. I've seen, you know, the growth, and we're at a good time, you know, for general aviation. People are moving up. They're training, and they're moving up into jets, and, you know, they're on their way. But 99.9% of the people in this town will never set foot in one of those jets, ever. So... and the hangars will be closed. It's your choice, but mine would be Lloyd's. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Good evening, Chris Campos. Born and raised here for 40 years. Did flight instruction in San Luis. I teach here. I'm a flight instructor. Help out Kendall when I can. I'm looking at the whole thing tonight. And for me, being a Roblin of 40 years, I think the most important thing to me is keeping the airport community. And we don't want it to be the next Santa Monica. So that's something to think about. Nothing against ACI, they're great at fuel and charter. But I don't think that's really the vision for Paso, in my opinion. I think Lloyd's would be a great asset to the community we already have here. Established at Paso. With that, I just, you know, this is a big deal. This is a huge commitment to make. And so I just want you guys to really look that over and see what's the best fit for Paso. I mean, ACI is great, but that's a charter business. That's not GA. That they don't have the mechanics tomorrow that can start working on all these 172s and the Cirruses. You know, they have to go out and outsource mechanics and develop a plan for that. So I think for me personally, I think Lloyd's the best fit. And I hope you guys can see that too. Thanks.
Thanks, sir. Hi, Luke.
Welcome. Hey, sir. Good evening, Council. Luke Newland. I'm the current general manager of the FBO in Paso Robles and hopefully the future general manager of the FBO in Paso Robles. I'm interested in and biased in favor of ACI Jet to win tonight, and I am blessed to work for a company where I know my future is secure either way. And we had a meeting with our team to go over with that and to kind of relieve some of the anxieties around this process. And I think either way, I still want to be a part of a capable team of aviation professionals who want to build something that we feel is good for the airport and the community. I believe I have a unique perspective on both sides of this decision that will be made tonight. I can see and respect why a few people don't want us to bring out about so much change and expansion. I really can see that. ACI Jet does represent growth and significant commercial development, and this is a threat to the status quo. And it even endangers the personal interests of those involved in guiding this process. So I just encourage you to make the decision with the whole community in mind. And thank you for your time.
Thank you, Luke. We have more. Got one more coming up. So.
I'm Jennifer Winters. Excuse me. I'm employed by Air Paso, the flight school, Kendall's business. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. I read through the description of ACI's intent on their website, and I have some concerns. I didn't find any information or intent to provide primary flight training or support it. Since I work at the flight school, located on the airport, and I finished my private certificate there as well. And because there's a flight school at Paso, that was one of the reasons I moved here. The flight school I was working at, where I was living, was closing. So that's what drew me here. To be fair, I have no information on Lloyd's and Bakersfield. There was nothing on their website. Doesn't mean it's bad. I just didn't get any information. That said, it appears from ACI's website that they're more interested in bringing in larger passenger-carrying and corporate aircraft to Paso. And while I am usually or totally in favor of progress in generating more revenue for the city, I fear there won't be any support of the general aviation community. Corporate commercial pilots have to start flight training somewhere, such as a local general aviation flight school. Air Paso is a fairly busy flight school. We enroll 2 to 3 students a month, from late teens to mature adults. We train in single, multi-engine aircraft as well as tailwheel. The younger students come in with full intent to go into the corporate commercial airlines, including flying cargo such as FedEx, UPS, Amazon. Some also intend to use their flight skills for community service, for providing help for those needing medical care, such as transporting an injured person to a hospital. Some are interested in applying for CAL FIRE. Others are interested in donating their skills for charity. My point being that ensuring and supporting primary training for future pilots works to keep the general aviation community alive. And providing essential pilots for the numerous agencies that rely on air transport. And it all starts with the resource of a primary flight school. It's my hope that the city finds an FBO that will generate revenue for the city of Paso without excluding the necessary primary training to keep the aviation community alive. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there anybody else that would like to speak?
Mayor Pro Tem.
Okay.
I do have a caller online.
Okay, go ahead.
Nicole Miller.
Go ahead, please.
Good evening, council, staff, and the public. Thank you for your time. I think focusing on Paso revenue is a key item to focus on for this discussion. If the November ballot measure isn't renewed, this will have significant impacts to the city as a whole. Generating additional airport revenue will remain an enterprise fund, as discussed previously by the airport manager. But continued growth at the airport through fuel sales can increase revenues to the general fund. As the city of Paso Robles continues to grow, we might not want to compare ourselves to Napa because we want to keep that small town charm. But Californians will continue to want to visit Paso because of this. We need to set ourselves up for that while continuing that small-town charm feel that ACI Jet has helped grow at the Paso Robles Airport. ACI Jet created the Aviation Maintenance Program at Cuesta College and continues to support the community through numerous philanthropic efforts and scholarships. This is why I support ACI Jet, and I hope that the council will too. Thank you.
Thank you.
No other callers.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and close the to public comment. And there's a couple of questions. Oh, let's see. So, Mark, can you just go over the history again so that everybody understands what we've been through? So the airport, there are two committees at the airport and then the meeting in December. So up to that point.
Yeah, so back in 2020, the contract for the fuel concession was expiring. Let me go back to the slide. A subcommittee of the Airport Commission was formed in 2021 after the contract was administratively extended because of COVID. Sorry, far back here, isn't it?
It's okay. We've covered a lot of ground.
Keep going. Okay. So mid-2021, we formed that ad hoc or subcommittee of the Airport Commission. At that point, the old manager, I was just coming on board as Roger was leaving. The question was, what do we want to do with the fuel contract? Want to keep extending it administratively, figure out what to do later, or do we want to go out to RFP? Does the city want to take over the contract themselves? What do we want to do? They have multiple meetings were held. Ultimately, it was the subcommittee's recommendation to go out to RFP. That's what we did. Following that recommendation, in early 2022, we hired the consultants to help us draft that RFP document, put it out on the street. It's been live for 14 months now.
And you brought the results of those two airport commissions to the City Council on December 19th.
Correct.
And the City Council wanted to get more information to make sure we're making a good decision. So we extended the process for the ad hoc, correct?
Correct, yeah. We've gone 6 months past that date of December 19, 2023.
Okay. And part of that process was we could have voted on December 19th just to go with Lloyd's, but we chose, I was one of the people that required more information to make sure we're making the best choice. So I just want to make sure that everybody understands this has been going on for a year, 4 months by December, and then we extended it another 6 months with three intense meetings, lots of information. So that's where we are today. So I just want everybody to understand that. So the timeline is three ad hoc meetings after that, and the final meeting on May 9th, it was a 3-1 vote in favor of Lloyd's.
Correct.
And we've heard a lot of testimony from both sides about why, who's doing what. So I want to leave it right there. And then is there any other questions that were asked that we need answers to as far as the public? Go ahead.
Well, I had wanted to ask Lloyd's because something that was told to me, and I was curious about it, because everything I've read doesn't seem to square with it, but I want to hear from Lloyd's themselves. Are you up for sale or not?
No.
Because I was told you were up for sale.
I'm sorry, Councilmember Strong. Let's get him up to the microphone so everybody can
hear Ryan.
The response.
Thank you for asking that. We've been asked that by multiple committees multiple times now. The answer is still no. We are not. We have not been. We don't have any plans to be for sale.
Okay, and you've been in business for 65 years.
Yes.
And you're also active at the national level within your organization, especially in aviation fuel?
I serve as vice chair of the Airport Business Committee for the National Air Transportation Association.
Yes.
Yes.
And how did you get there?
I was nominated, voluntold by the president of the organization.
And voted on by the
membership? By the board, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan. That was for you, Ryan.
So we had an email exchange between the city manager, yourself, myself.
Yes.
And I had asked the question on May 13th. Only one question. When we last met, you shared that you, perhaps in conjunction with others, were in the process of buying out the founder. Have you succeeded? Thank you for reaching out. And you answered, thanks, Chris. We're still in the price process in that we're still paying for it. We did that deal a few years ago.
Yes.
See you soon. So to me, it doesn't matter to me if you bought the founder out. I'm more worried about the cash flow and the debt service for that. And that's a big issue.
And a fair question, one that we've been asked by the review committee and the ad hoc as well.
I was told you hadn't.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, Mark.
That's okay.
Before we move on, Mark, can you address that?
So we did, in response to that question you asked a week or so ago, we did respond to both proposers. Lloyd's Aviation's purchase of the company is factored into their confidential financial information, and the review of that confidential financial information showed that they did not have any issues with the financing.
Okay. So we have debt service going out to Steve Lloyd. Steve's retired.
Correct.
I'm going to ask Ryan now. Thank you. So we have debt service going out. Do I need to be concerned about that? And the reason I am hypersensitive to this, mm-hmm. I shared this with you. I worked with the previous FBO.
Understood.
And concerned about the development. I want to make sure that whoever we partner with, and this is a partnership in my mind.
Absolutely.
That they have the wherewithal, the financial wherewithal, and it's going to be dedicated to the betterment of our airport, for the betterment of our city. I'm really concerned about that. Convince me that you're the right person.
All right. I'll do it again. So all of that was considered, not just by us when we submitted this proposal, not just included in the financial analysis that we, all the information that we provided that was analyzed by the city. But it was also included by the bank that wrote a letter of backing us, saying they have the wherewithal to do this. I don't know how else to say it, but I will say I know that is a concern, and that is specifically why our proposal had a this is not a short-term contract for us. This is a long-term contract, but we said, hey, if we don't do it, if for some reason we can't get the money or the financing or the whatever, if we can't, you can fire us.
I'm troubled with that. I'm really troubled with having to put a five-year performance. I would rather see a surety bond or something along those lines. You start the development right now. Can you hit the ground with $6 million?
Yes.
Okay. And what would you build right away?
The addition to the airport terminal would be the very first project. Day one, we will complete the design and the construction plans and get that going. And right behind it, because Mark asked us, would we be willing to accelerate our hangar development project? We said, absolutely. We will do that as fast as possible. The only reason that we put that clause in there, and again, this is all up for negotiation. So you can negotiate with us whatever the city decides and whatever the city manager decides. But our proposal was, we don't want the city to be worried about our financial solvency. We don't want the city to be worried about if we're going to do what we said we were going to do. That's why we put that in there, because we know what's happened in the past and we don't want you to worry about that.
But the fact is that, and I accept that answer, thank you for that, but we're still trying to get people to believe that you never transferred ownership. I'm concerned with that.
Well, I didn't say that we never transferred ownership. I said it's not for sale. So we're a 65-year-old company. I'm not 65 years old.
I get that.
I just want to, I look good, I think, but not that good. It's... So here's the history of our company. In 1958, Byron Lloyd started the company. He learned to fly on the GI Bill after World War II. The city built a freeway through his successful business. He took the money and he went full-time into aviation. That man gave me my first flight in an airplane when I was 9 years old, and I was hooked. In 1986, his son Steve took over, bought out his dad. After I graduated from college with my degree in aeronautical science, and I'd been teaching at a university Byron Lloyd introduced me to Steve Lloyd. He said, you guys need to know each other. Steve hired me. And a few years into it, Steve said, we got to figure out a way for you to buy me so I can retire. And we did that. So that was done in 2019.
And so we don't consider that a sale. I would consider that.
You asked me if the company was for sale. It is not.
You said we are not and have never actively tried to sell it, nor have we expected.
We have never gone outside. We have never publicly marketed it.
It's outside, but okay.
We have never gone to the public and said, this is for sale. In this, the shares of the company have sold two times to three owners in 65 years.
Okay, thank you. Back to the initial investment.
Yes.
So that's a change from, and I'm trying to keep score in my mind. That's like the third change. Start off with little to no investment to a 5-year investment to an immediate investment.
No.
Okay, what am I missing?
Our proposal always said that we would start right away. It said we would start with the airport terminal addition.
Right.
And then we would go to the hangars.
Okay.
And that we would build them and lease them. The city then asked, would you accelerate that? And if you could, would you pre-sell them? And we said yes.
Okay.
So that's the only
change. You'd build them if you could pre-sell them.
They asked us if we would accelerate that and offer them pre-sale. For sale ahead of time, yes.
Or lease. I hear that there's a desire for leasing the T-hangers.
Yes.
Would you build them in order to lease them?
That was our initial proposal, yes.
That's okay. Thank you. And now I think this next question probably goes back either to ACI or to Mark. So I've seen a couple different numbers, and I heard another number during
the
public comment.
Thank you, Ryan.
In your slides, you presented an approximately $9 million investment by Lloyd's versus a $6 million by ACI. And then when ACI came up, I heard ACI say they were willing to invest $17 million. I'm confused.
Committed development for ACI Jet in phase one is $5.9 million. For phase two, original RFP response had no development cost identified. In a supplemental response on page 11, if they were able to lease the entire public ramp, they would invest $15.336,000. Also on page 11 of that supplemental response, if the city was to accept their updated fee structure but retain the public ramp for the city, they would invest $12,160,000. In a Calcos news article on June 4th, 2024, they said they would invest $12 million. On December 19th, 2023, via public comment, they said they would invest $11,662,500. And in their pair as well with PASO website submitted on June 14th, 2024, they said they would invest $11,600,000.
How did we come up with $6 million?
$6 million is their committed phase one investment, which they put in their proposal. The delta there is the phase two and what the phase two may cost.
So let me ask Bill.
Sorry.
How much are you willing to invest day one?
So our understanding of both these proposals was that there's a committed development up front that is to get in the door, and that is $6 million. We will build that phase one. Then just like the pre-sale or pre-lease, we would be looking for tenants to move into those other facilities. One of them is a joint Cal Poly Cuesta education facility that we propose. That we actually have some pretty good lines on, but the goal would be to basically pay you guys money for that land on day one and then go get the tenants to build that out. So that we view, the way we've always viewed the proposal is there's a commitment of $3 million from the competitor on day one. There's a commitment of $6 million from us on day one, with the big difference being that we will do that inside of the 40-year lease. So we'll do it within the 40-year lease. So we'll go build that first phase like bam, bam, right away. get that hangar open, and then we will start working on developing the other phase. The reason it changed from 15 to 12 to 11.6 or whatever that is in the original proposal, we had proposed an option on some additional land, and that's why it was 15-something million. Ever since then, phase two has always been 11 and change, but in some publications, we've rounded it to $12 million, but it's always been 11.6. It's a calculation based on the square footage and the type of construction.
So then what's your proposal on how soon you would invest in the terminal?
We already have our plans started for that. We got to maybe like 20% construction docs in developing our proposal. So we're ready to go on that as fast as we can get it permitted and ready to go.
Does the drawings help you establish a level of investment?
What's that?
Do you know how much you're going to spend, what that's going to cost you?
Well, when we put it together originally to build, expand the terminal and build that first hangar with a line shack, which we believe is like step one to get all the big airplanes and the heavy stuff out of the light GA areas, so it has its own home that it can go to, so they aren't competing right. for space. That is approximately $6 million. Now, this process started a year and a half ago, so I bet you that $6 million is probably, you know, 6.8 or whatever right now, just in the time this process has taken. Inflation's pushed things up probably 5 to 8%.
All right. Can I ask another question?
Well, we have people waiting to ask. Go ahead.
All right. So, I've got a lot. So, how do you want to do this?
Well, it'd be fair to share.
Okay. I will. I promise.
I come back to you. Ask one more and I'll come back.
All right. So, you have been at the airport for how long?
Almost, I think, around 14 years now.
Okay. And how long have you been on an interim lease?
So we started with a four-year lease and then 2 3-year options, I believe, or it might have been 2 3s and a four, and then we've been on an interim ever since the end of that first 10 years.
So your first 10-year, then 4-year, then 3-year, now you're month-to-month.
Yes.
Does that inspire confidence to build new infrastructure, new general aviation maintenance, for example?
Well, no, we need a longer-term lease than that to build. However, I will tell you, when we took over the lease, because we came in 24 hours because CAL FIRE didn't have fuel and it was kind of an emergency situation, after that, the city went out to an RFP, and that's where we got the 10-year lease. We actually proposed to build something at the time. We said, do you want to talk about capital investment and doing something? But I think the city really felt like they had just gotten burned pretty bad. And they said, no, we don't want anything. So we laid out a 10-year plan to just say, hey, how about we get fuel stable? How about we get a restaurant back in here? How about we get some sort of maintenance facility in place? And I think, you know, on two out of the three of those, we've delivered 110%. On the light GA maintenance facility, that has been a challenge, and we've recognized that a long time, which, like I said, is why we have a strategy to address it and part of why we started a school.
So have you produced any techs at all through the school?
Have we what?
Mechanics.
The first group graduates in August, and we just had our first career day with the 22 grads last week, and so we should be bringing some new ones into the mix this summer.
Thank you.
Fred, go.
Please stay there.
Yeah, I'm question.
Let Ryan have it again.
Are you one owner or corporate?
What's that?
Are you one owner or corporate?
So there are three. There's essentially three people that own ACI. There is Freeman Holdings Group, which is a minority holder. That is a private family, Midwestern family. Honestly, culturally, they would fit in really, really well here. They're Kansas City people. They do have a lot more FBOs than I do. They have 18 or 19 of them. They just hold a minority interest, and I have complete control of ACI, but I do share some non-voting ownership with other members of my team. Matter of fact, a lot of the people wearing blue shirts there own part of ACI. So ACI is majority owned by San Luis Obispo County residents that live here and work here, but it's completely under my control.
Okay, but you do have people out of Kansas City also.
The Freeman family is our partner, and they're out of Kansas City. They have FBOs in California as well. They have Victorville and SoCal, just a couple other Southern California airports, but out more like Inland Empire.
And how many airports are you handling now?
We operate at three. We operate at John Wayne Airport, San Luis Obispo County Airport, and Paso Robles Airport. And I'm most excited about this one because it has so much space, which is something that neither of those other two have any of.
Thank you.
Sharon?
Along those lines, from what I understand, we had our conversation, you sold 49% of your company 2 years ago to the Freeman Group, also known as Millionaire.
So 49% of ACI has always been owned by some financial partner. When I started it 26 years ago, I didn't have more than two nickels to put together. And so what happened was, is I ended up with my first minority partner was a gentleman named Kevin Eldridge. He was a local entrepreneur that had a pizza company. The next partner I had was a professional ball player named Todd Zeal. After Todd Zeal, I had the Van Steenwyck family, who were Paso Robles locals here. They own Scientific Drilling and Adelaida Vineyards. They held that 49%. They eventually, when Don Van Steenwyck passed away, the family decided to sell it. We had an aircraft owner who was interested in it. He was a French billionaire, and he thought airplanes were really cool, and he wanted to own part of an airplane company. And I think after, you know, he was a great partner, but after 5 to 7 years of realizing that there's a lot more making sausage than there is, you know, flying around with champagne and caviar with movie stars, it wasn't interesting. And that's where he gave me the option. He said, hey, I don't want to do it anymore. He said, but why don't you go pick somebody that you like and I will, you know, work with you because I'm more concerned about you guys still doing what you're doing and enjoying it. And so that's where we came up with Freeman, and they've been a fantastic partner for the last several years.
And you sold that, what, 2 years ago?
That was portion? Nathan, do you know when that was? 2020, so 4 years ago, Freeman's took in. But,
okay.
So that 49% has always belonged to somebody.
I gotcha.
Along the way.
All right. Do you have any idea where the comment came from that Lloyd's was selling?
Yes, we actually, we put that comment out there. That's how we understood it. We understood that Steve Lloyd was selling the business to the other people that were taking ownership. And, you know, if I could go back, I would probably word that differently as a transfer of ownership, because I know, and I didn't mean to offend anybody, but I know Ryan took that to heart and, you know, had some comments at the ad hoc committee meeting.
Well, I think it's kind of hung on a little bit too, because there's still questions about it. So I think we're clear on that.
Yeah, that's why we sent a letter to be very clear about where we came up with that. We were looking at another FBO in Bakersfield that is currently for sale, and we were talking with our customers and stuff over there because we were looking into whether or not we were going to purchase that other entity. And they basically made it clear to us that, hey, you know, there's this change of ownership going on. And I had personally had conversations with Steve Lloyd about purchasing that business when we previously operated an FBO over there. So, that's where that context came from. I probably could have said it better, and hopefully my letter cleared it up, and I certainly didn't mean anything, but I did think it was fair to point out that there is a change in ownership taking place because that does require cash. And, you know, we weren't trying to attack any personal characteristic. We weren't saying, hey, this is somebody's, you know, hair color or lifestyle or color of shirt. We feel like financial ability is a objectively measurable criteria that is valid to look at in an RFP process. So we're just doing what any company would do, which is, you know, promote all the areas where we think we are the best candidate, and certainly look at areas where we think we're stronger than the other competitor. And I think that's all fair and above board in the process.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
So any other comments or questions for staff?
No, lots of comments, but I don't know if Mr. Bausch is through with all his questions.
Mr. Bausch?
I think the only one that I have left, thank you for that, Fred. It seems like we're on fairly equal footing. We got a lot of the financial questions resolved. Just to be clear, Bill, you would build small hangars soon, later, what? I mean, I don't see any opposition to building the T-hangars. It's just a matter of where you would put them. Am I understanding that right?
Yes, we would be happy to build T hangers or box hangers. We just don't believe they belong on that prime commercial property. If the city wants to identify some land, we're happy to develop them. We can pre-sell them, we can lease them. We would just ask for some sort of commitment, because my experience at Paso has been that everybody agrees there needs to be more small aircraft hangars. The question is there the market? Are there people willing to pay what it costs to build hangars today? Because most of the rents out there are not at $800, $900, $1,000, $1,100 a month, which is probably the ballpark of where new construction would be. They're hangars that were built 40 or 50 years ago that are leasing for $400 to $600. If you can produce $400 to $600 a month hangars, we could use another 100 of them tomorrow and they'll all be filled up. But we're certainly willing to develop those hangars. I think putting small box and T hangars right on the drive as you come into the airport is be like putting a storage facility, you know, here on the square downtown. It's not appropriate for that prime commercial space. That's why we put a big commercial hangar there with windows and glass, just like you'd see if you went to our facility in San Luis Obispo, to try to make it beautiful and exciting. So if you're coming up to the main terminal or Joe's, you have this wow factor. Mm. And that was our goal.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. We'll get you a portable mic. Okay. So, anything else, Mark?
Unless you have any questions, I'm happy to sit down.
Okay. Why don't you have a seat? So, except for what you guys want to do, I just want to summarize a little bit about why I selected who I did. It's really hard for people to understand when you have a really good operator like ACI Jet at your airport. You know, they have everything, they do everything. But it's kind of like I'm hearing a lot of discontent about general aviation service and getting your aircraft taken care of. I think there's one really important distinction that I want to make, is that I believe that ACI is a very, very good jet and customer service future company. But I also believe that Lloyd's aircraft or aviation can do the jet service, can help us grow with that. But I feel more comfortable with Lloyd's process, because general aviation maintenance is going to come first. And that's critical to me. I know a lot. As being an ad hoc member, I've been on the airport commission for 10 years. So, no, it's okay. I didn't take it personally. I want you to know that. And Sharon is a pilot. But we just took the two best at the time and had Mr. Hammond step off to protect the integrity of this decision. This is not an easy decision for us, but it's a 40-year decision. We had a very bad experience with somebody, I don't have to mention his name, but we lost millions of dollars. And the reason why this little five-year segment is in there was probably our fault at the ad hoc, because we want to make sure we're going to like Lloyd's, or we're going to continue to work and like ACI. It was sort of just one of those plug-in things. I haven't changed my mind. I still feel in my heart that Lloyd's Aviation is the way to go, and I have no disrespect for ACI Jet. I love what you've done. I thank you for helping us. But we have to grow with somebody that we feel comfortable with, and with the development of the airport. That's why I feel this way. So go ahead, Fred.
Okay, thank you. So I'll give my background, et cetera, too. First of all, let me say that everybody that contacted me about this, I was willing to talk to. And most of them I did. The only disappointment I had was of the public that sent me emails and I offered to talk to, not a one of them accepted my invitation and would talk with me. And I found that disconcerting. But I have airport background too, and family background. My mother was a pilot. She started flying when she was 18 years old at Billy Mitchell Field in 1922. So, but she quit as soon as they put cockpits on the plane because she couldn't feel the wind in her hair anymore. Now, I didn't fly right away. I didn't start flying until about 50 years ago, so I've only got just less than 2 million miles in the air, but not as a pilot, as a passenger. And I've flown in all kinds of planes, and I was based on one airport, my office was, and we had our hangar there, and the mayor put me on a committee that actually was for the airport. It was a county committee, and that's where we planned and developed the design for Mineta International Airport in San Jose. And that's where our hangar was. And initially, right away, hey, Lloyd's reminded me so much of that proposal. And the more I look at what they're proposing, the more I can remember when you're sitting on a plane on the runway at San Jose International and you look towards Santa Clara, that's Lloyd's all along that side of the airport. It's San Jose Airport. But not what I want here. Because in San Jose, we had three other general aviation airports that took up all the little T-hangers and took care of the private pilots. Because there was no place for them at San Jose. Not anymore. I mean, we were one of the last ones that still had a private jet there. But that's because we had a big jet, required two pilots, the whole thing. And it fit, somewhat. But not as it became international. Then it no longer fit there either. So then the public was totally frozen out. And it became totally commercial. I can't see that as the future of our airport. And the more I talk to all the people, and especially the people who actually had planes, who actually flew, who actually needed maintenance on their planes, the more and more I found them favoring Lloyd's. And the more I thought about it, the more I thought of, do we really want to become San Jose? Or do we want to become something that serves this whole area? Because there are very few general aviation airports anywhere in this area. And those pilots are correct. If we start to all of a sudden become too commercial, there's no place for them to go. And I don't want that. And so when I look at this, one thing I like about Lloyd's is if we don't like, they try and perform, they don't do it, then fine. They'll give us a way to get out and go back to ACI or anybody else who wants to bid on the contract and meet our specifications. But it all depends upon where we want to go. And when it comes to the spaceports and taking care of those planes, if you've ever seen how they put those up, they're slightly bigger than the size of a Volkswagen with wings. Those aren't big planes. They don't have rockets except those they do have a rocket, but it doesn't even fire until they're up at 20,000 feet, which means they're already out over the ocean somewhere. And that's when they go up into space. And then they can turn around and come back and land. But they're going to land at a small airport, just like this. And that's why we make a great place for spaceport also, because it's horizontal. It's not vertical launch. And it's a big difference. So all in all, the more I looked at it, the more I talked to people, and the more I also found out that there is a current lessee out there at the airport that wants to also build a big commercial hangar. But if ACI comes in and builds theirs, they don't think there's room for two, and they're just going to leave our airport. And that's one of our local boys. So, again, I don't want to freeze our local person out who's already there and already has plans for a hangar like that to get frozen out either. So, all in all, I think I'd like to give Lloyd's a chance.
Sure.
Okay, anybody who's been around me very much knows that I, you know, just sit back and relax. little bit of history. Gregory mentioned that I used to be a pilot. That was 40 years ago. Things have changed tremendously, but I flew 150, 152, 172, 172 XP, 182, and a Turbo 206. So, but I never got my license. But I qualified. I flew under the hood and I flew at night and I qualified for everything, but I just never did my triangulation to get my license. So, but things have changed a lot. I don't begin to understand what it is to step into a cockpit today. But after the meeting in December, I first started out by taking an airport tour with Eric. Frida was there for a little while, and with Mark. That was about a two-hour-plus tour. And I came away from that airport understanding one thing. We have a gem, and people are just starting to know about it. And it's our gem. It's Paso Robles City's gem. Nobody else's. I then spent a couple hours with Kendall. He thought it was only going to be an hour. I spent time with Dave Newtile. Again, that was quite a while, too, probably an hour and a half. He got cut short. Steve, the mechanic, was about 45 minutes because Gregory was with me, and he wasn't as patient. I spent time with Bill. I was at your place for a couple of hours. I spent time with Mr. Crowell here, and then went over to Lloyd's and took a tour of their place over there. That was before there was any inclination of me serving on the ad hoc committee. I just wanted to understand the process and the people. When I got on the ad hoc committee, I read everything, not once, not twice, but three times. I made notes, I asked questions, and I asked for comments and clarification. I took this extremely serious. And for anyone to intimate that I was a proxy vote for our mayor has not spent 5 minutes with me, or they would know different. I make my own mind up, and I try to do the research behind it. And through that research, we made a decision on the ad hoc committee, and it resembled, at least in majority opinion, as the other two. And ACI is an excellent company. Lloyd's is an excellent company. And I know a lot of people in Bakersfield, and they're pretty brilliant. So I wouldn't put anybody down just because they're not from Paso Robles or located close to Paso. There are brilliant people everywhere, and I've met a lot of them in this area, too. But in looking at and comparing the proposals in depth, I came to a very clear decision that I would support Lloyd and then be in our FBO. I don't have any concerns about their finances, as I don't have concerns about ACI. And that is a concern from the past that we've had. But I'm not worried about that. So I appreciate everybody's input, everybody's time that they've given to me to educate me, and I appreciate it. But it's a very clear decision for me.
Chris, would you like to say anything?
I would. Thank you. Well, thank you very much, Mark. Frida, thank you for your help in putting this together. I'm not sure why we would want to change providers at this point. I don't see it saving money for the city. I think it costs money to the city. I think a change would be disruptive to the airport. I think we haven't begun to discuss the cost of that disruption. We should. I look at ACI as being part of the culture of Paso Robles, what has transformed into our tourist community. They understand that. They've been partners to that. You look at all of the letters of support that I'm assuming we all received from the folks in the tourist industry, in the wineries, in general aviation that support ACI. I would have to say probably 95% in favor of ACI. We're coming off of an era of not listening to the public. The public wants us to consider ACI and negotiate with ACI. Sorry, I think we need to listen to that voice. I'm not sure that the previous operator cost us millions, Mr. Gregory. I would take exception to that. You may have proof on that, but I don't think it was millions. I think the new operator, will they make millions? I don't think so. But I think they'll make a good return on their investment. I think everything that has been said to try to justify a switch away from our current partner could be applied, you know, the 5 years, that could be applied very easily to ACI. The T-hangers could very easily apply to ACI. The lack of general aviation maintenance, I wouldn't want to invest in a new business that I had a month-to-month operation or four-year. That would be a tough justification. And now we're trying to get them to offer a five-year deal. That, as a business person, that does not make sense to me at all. I think we go back and we look at the original proposals. From a business standpoint, ACI makes far more sense for a business. It makes far more sense as the city. I think it leaves the airport vastly more improved. And it partners with those, whether it's Spaceport or tourism. I think there could be a shift to general aviation. I think with ACI's partnership with Cuesta, they've already made that shift, waiting for that to happen, to come to fruition. We saw what a change Career Tech made at Paso Robles School. That's starting to happen now with ACI. I think there's probably more, whether it's avionics or radios or whatever else is needed out there. But I think if you had a 40-year lease to justify that expense, I'm willing to bet ACI would make that in a heartbeat. But there is no reason to shift gears now, change horse in the middle of a stream. That just does not bode well for us, especially if the public is demanding that we go with ACI. I think we'll hear it back from the public loudly if we deny the public's voice.
Mr. Mayor.
You're all done.
Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Yep.
One more thing then. One thing, I don't try to make my presentations or my decisions based on tearing anybody down, which seems to be the fad today. That's the way to campaign. Trying to keep everything positive, I will say, ACI showed me that they are absolutely the most outstanding at high-pressure salesmanship. They have done a tremendous job of selling themselves to the public. But obviously, the facts of the matter didn't support that through those who are professionally involved. And in this particular case, I don't think the public is as knowledgeable as those who are professionally involved in the airport at all times. And I have to take that into serious consideration of those who actually know the insides and know the negatives as well as the positives of the current owner, which I'm not going to go into publicly, has swayed my decision very heavily just by the facts that I received. And members of the public, oddly enough, even though they had opinions and tried to tell me how to vote, wouldn't talk to me personally. And I never understood that. Never understood why not one of them would talk to me individually, one-on-one. Thank you.
I'll make one final comment. So I spoke to a lot of people about ACI and Lloyd's, and it was not 95% in favor of ACI. No offense. ACI, you guys are very well loved. But it was more like 50-50. The way I look at it is we have to choose a partner that we're going to go forward 40 years with. ACI is a great company, but so is Lloyd's. And a lot of people don't want to do the deep dive into what Lloyd's is or who they are. And that's okay because they don't live here. They don't work here. But a lot of people know them. I'm speaking, I won't say who, but I know a rear admiral that knows both companies very well. And he would favor Lloyd's. And I just think it's really important to just make the best choice we can and live with our choice and follow the process of letting the process take its place. And I'll entertain a motion if anybody wants me.
Go ahead.
Okay. Let me find. All right. I will move that we accept the findings and recommendations of the ad hoc committee and authorize the city manager to enter into negotiations with Lloyd's Aviation for fixed base operator services at the Paso Robles Municipal Airport.
I'll second.
Okay. Any more discussion? I will make a comment before we take the vote. Thank you to the Airport Commission for all the work, blood, sweat, and tears you guys did to help us get all the answers we needed, and to both operators for working with us. So please call for the question.
Councilmember Strong?
Aye.
Councilmember Roden?
Aye.
Councilmember Bausch?
No.
Mayor Pro Tem Gregory?
Yes, aye.
Motion passes 3-1.
Thank you. So, I don't know if you will.
Thank you all for being here.
We're going to take a 5-minute break. Is that okay, Coach?
We now join our regularly scheduled program in progress.
I have so much to report since just moments ago. And I'm going to get cringe after the news at the top of the hour because there's a lot of it and it's so ridiculous. And the many, many singular plural disagreements on the part of cringe, pretty great. But I do want to tell Robert that that Usher song, Love in That Club, we've done away with that, so it's no longer in the library. Because of you, by special request. Also, I an update on Ron Burgundy's dog, because my friend Tim texted me, and Michael had it right. It was Baxter. It's Baxter. But my friend Tim tells me that Ron Burgundy's dog in the movie Anchorman was named for Ted Baxter. You know, Ted Baxter from the Mary Tyler Moore Show news anchor. What's his name? And that's great. You know, now